Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4M Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 216, Developing a Mobile App, Part 2. This episode is presented by 4M Print Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
How to develop a mobile app customers will love. In today's mobile world, just about everyone carries a smartphone. Of those, 3 in 4 check their phones at least hourly, and they are spending 90% of their time using mobile apps versus web browsers. Businesses that have determined a mobile app aligns with their goals and strategies may be wondering how to go about developing one. This podcast will answer this question and more. There are many things to consider when you begin planning your app, the most important of which is choosing what type of app to develop. There are 4 kinds. A native app is designed to work on one specific operating system. For example, if your intended users have devices running on a variety of operating systems, including iOS, Android, or Windows Mobile, you must develop 3 different versions, one for each operating system, because different operating systems require different programming languages. A web app runs within a mobile web browser and generally requires only one version to be developed. A hybrid app runs within a web browser but looks and feels like a standalone native app. And a progressive app, which is a newer version of a web app that is similar to a hybrid, also runs within a browser but looks and feels like a native app. Essentially, an icon installed on a mobile device's home screen links to your web page. Progressive and hybrid apps typically require only one version, since they also use the same programming languages as web browsers. But since they can install on a home screen, they may need special tweaking in order to work properly on the many different mobile devices out there. This can mean that development costs can potentially come near or even meet the cost of creating a native app. One last major consideration is what types of devices will run your app. Smartphones, tablets, or both. The screen sizes are very different. A tablet has a much larger screen than a phone, so you can put more detail on the screen. A smartphone, on the other hand, shows less. Rather than creating 2 versions, one for tablet and one for phone, build a universal app that has the same basic code but can be presented differently depending on the device being used. It's critical to know your audience and understand their needs. If your target user will be using your app on the go, you might focus on creating the best phone experience possible. On other occasions, a tablet-specific app may be required. This typically occurs if you plan to run an app at a trade show or other event where customer interaction is a necessity. After looking at all the different options and considerations that go into designing a mobile app, it's time to examine all the factors that go into designing your app and make it function the way you need it to. First is cost and budget. One of the biggest concerns about developing an app is the expense. How much will the app cost? And will the expenditure be worth it? The most simplistic, self-created app costs in the ballpark of $3,000 to $5,000 to create. However, a typical app can expect to run at least $50,000 to $150,000. As you add complexity to the app, such as e-commerce, the cost may rise dramatically to hundreds of thousands of dollars. When talking to an app developer, get a reliable estimate before agreeing to anything. What's the ROI on an app? There's no magic answer to that question, especially since ROI is fully dependent on what the app does. Ideally, the cost to develop an app is recovered within the first year. These costs are easily calculated if you know an app reduces the time spent on a project by 15% or cuts the cost of acquiring products by 20%. What if your app is a marketing tool? If the app reduces other marketing expenses by a certain amount, you can calculate ROI using that reduction. Next, you'll want to choose a developer. Who's going to build your app? Do you have the expertise internally to build one? Or will you need to look outside your organization? Few organizations, especially smaller businesses, have someone on staff with the skills required to design, build, and maintain an app. In all likelihood, you'll need to look outside your organization. When choosing an outside developer, there are several things to look for. First and foremost, find a developer who wants to drive your business, not just theirs, and make sure they can work with you to create a memorable user experience. Look at their portfolio and the types of industries they serve. Do they have experience developing apps for companies similar to yours, both large and small? If they already have knowledge of your industry, that's less time you have to spend educating them, and they'll be more likely to create the end result you have in mind. Check references. Go with someone you know you can work with in the long run, because building an app requires working with the developer to update your app periodically after the initial build is complete. Check their other apps in the App Store. Do they function well and deliver a high-quality user experience? Look at the feedback. What are people saying about the quality and usability of the apps? Make sure the developer is well-versed in building apps for every platform. Don't let price be the driving factor behind your choice. Be sure you're comfortable with the developer and vice versa. Ask to pay a flat fee rather than by the hour, so there's a strict budget to follow. And don't pay the entire fee up front. And ensure the developer budgets at least some testing and debugging time. Last but not least, if your app needs to drive revenue, look for a developer with monetization experience, including in-app purchases and display ads. If it's going to be a paid app, the developer should have a good idea of what you should charge. Next, we'll discuss timeline. Designing and building an app takes time. For a typical native app, it takes about 18 weeks for development and design, anywhere from 300 to 900 hours, depending on the complexity. Once you have your app's goal determined, create a mock-up that gives a basic structure to the app. This provides the developer a basic idea of what the app will look like, what information it will contain, and where that information will be found, and how people will interact with the app to get the information they need. Back-end development comes next. These are the building blocks of the app, determining how users are managed, how user experience is customized, and what data is stored. It also determines how push notifications will get users to engage with the app. The last item is front-end development. This includes things that affect the user experience, including making the app run faster and more efficiently, saving data to be used even if you have no internet connection, designing the screens the user interacts with, developing and refining this interaction, testing, and finally publishing your app. There are other things you need to consider when designing a mobile app. Though these will vary depending on the type of app you are creating, a few key points are universal. Number one, keep the user interface, meaning the design and functions the user interacts with, as simple as possible. Minimalism is a big trend right now. Gone are the detail-packed screens, which have been replaced by neat, clean design with an emphasis on empty space. This helps draw the eye to the most important features while leaving the screen uncluttered and easy to navigate. Number two, make navigation easy. Everything in your app needs to be easy to find. Many apps use a hamburger, that little set of three short horizontal lines for detailed menus. This means users have to click into the hamburger, then make another selection. These have slowly been disappearing in favor of more natural, user-friendly interfaces, such as having a streamlined tab bar or swiping left or right or up and down to access other screens. Number three, take advantage of device-specific features. Take a look at the devices you want your app to run on and see what features can enhance your user's experience. Does it make sense to use the phone's camera to search for an item? How about geolocation technology, using the phone's GPS to determine where the user is? If a device has a fingerprint sensor, can a user log into your app with it or use it for mobile payments? Number four, don't overlook typography. How an app looks and feels is very important for continued use by your target. Typography should not only reflect your brand, but also be clearly legible, no matter the size of the screen it appears on. And number five, will your app integrate with wearables? Smartwatches and activity trackers are the most popular forms of wearable technology. Some of these are sophisticated enough that they can run mobile apps, both standalone and ones that tie into phone-based apps. If you're designing a mobile app for wearables, make sure it's easy to read at a glance and can work. Once you have your fantastic app, it's time to tell the world. The best way to let your users know you have an app is by promoting it on your website, on your social media channels, and via an email blast to customers. If the app lends itself to it, make a short how-to video that you can include as part of your promotional materials. These ways of getting the word out apply to any type of app. If you have a native app, however, these are only downloadable from the appropriate app store. Take the time to research relevant keywords so it can be easily found by searches. The other key thing to remember is that an app should never be built once and left alone. Bugs need to be squashed. Data needs to be updated if your app requires it. And since mobile operating systems are tweaked and updated periodically, native apps also need updating to ensure functionality. By now, you should have a pretty good idea how to build a mobile app and everything that goes into it. Creating a mobile app takes a lot of time and careful thought. But if you find it's right for your business, it'll be worth the effort.
Thanks for listening to this two-part series on developing a mobile app. If you're looking for more information, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.